Many of you have wanted to learn the words to our theme song, but things go by so very fast in a cartoon.
Well, now here's your chance. Hit it, FT!
Attack!
The killer tomatoes!
Do it! Okay! So-called re-election of forces.
Attack! The killer tomatoes!
That's great, Charles!
Indicted lobbyist Jack Abramoff! His testimony seems to threaten every Republican in office. So right to the top. The dark Lord Bush himself has had to return campaign funds. And it grows and grows like a snowball that grows into a thundering avalanche. And people ask, what are we going to do about it? Is it enough for the Republicans to return Jack Abramoff's cash? Is it enough for them to say mea culpa? And for Abramoff to make a plea bargain? No! Now is the time for people to get active about cleaning house in occupied Washington. Not of the people who live in the city, but of the occupying Republicans who infest Capitol Hill. Now is the time, this is the hour, to stand against Bush, to stand against Scooter Libby, to stand against Jack Abramoff, and the whole crooked neocon swindle. This is WSQT Guerrilla Radio saying no to Jack Abramoff, George Bush, and everything they stand for.
Hello, I'm DJ Micro Brew, and this is number 19 of FTCM. Falsis, check the corporate media. It's another rainy day here in Oregon, and I'm bringing you some mashups, some news, some weird splices, and some etc. Etc., etc., etc. Alright, let's get right into it. Today is the 8th of January, 2006, and what a year it's been already. What hasn't happened? Let's see. Jack Abramoff hasn't gone to jail. George W. Bush hasn't killed himself in a bunker in a poetic parallel to Mr. Adolf Hitler. These are things that haven't happened. I don't know if you're like me. I'm pretty surprised it hasn't happened. Yeah, well, anyways, yeah, that's a backwards way of saying a lot's happened in just 8 little days. Yes, Abramoff will be going to jail. He'll also be telling on lots and lots of people, and congresspeople, senators, assorted other ne'er-do-wells, and ne'er-do-well congresspeople, and ne'er-do-well senators are all trying their hardest to divest themselves of all things Abramoff. This is like Teapot Dome 3 in 3D, if you want my not-so-humble opinion. Okay, I'll shut up now. That's it for local, state, and federal news today, at least for now. Good news, and good night, or good day, or good something or other. Good King Wenceslas was lost till he met with Chris Columbus. Good King Wenceslas was lost till he met with Columbus. In the boardroom they got together and they decided to fuck us. That is how America was bought for just $17. If you don't believe this story, I suppose I can't sell you some swampland in Florida. How's that? Okay, have at it.
A weekly review of news relating to the intersection of media and democracy. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm Kimberly Cronick.
In what appears to be the most blatant violation of U.S. anti-propaganda laws to date, information has surfaced on a secret Pentagon program to use U.S. soldiers returning home from duty in Iraq to sell the occupation there. The program is called Operation Homefront. It includes a direct order to all soldiers returning home from duty to spend time giving interviews with local media. Most importantly, it emphasizes that these interviews should be upbeat and positive, focused only on good news. Troops are prepped to face the media with a long list of talking points which eerily mirror those currently puffed by the Bush administration. One report quotes a reservist who says he's been promised an early release from duty if he does a good job selling the war in the States. Negative coverage is also now being punished. At least two soldiers have been demoted in rank and fined more than $1,000 each for writing honestly about their Iraq experiences on their weblogs.
There's yet another twist to the epidemics of fake news, punditry for hire, and advertainment. Are TV stations using charities as cover to pump their revenues? Many TV stations host charitable events, especially during holiday times, such as toy or clothing drives. These are often sponsored by a business, which pays the station to air promotions about the charity event and receives mentions in local news coverage. The problem is that viewers don't know about the money behind the deal. It's all portrayed simply as corporate altruism. According to FCC Commissioner Jonathan Adelstein, such arrangements may violate FCC prohibitions on payola, and he's asking the agency to open an investigation into the practice. Several similar probes are ongoing at the FCC, although none of them appear to have any real momentum.
Sony BMG's recent trip through public relations hell may be coming to a close. After bloggers broke the news in November that the conglomerate had surreptitiously installed anti-copying software on consumers' computers when they played certain Sony BMG compact discs, and that the software compromised the security of the computers in the process, Sony BMG pulled the discs from circulation and tried to apologize. Not fast enough for several class action lawsuits, the majority of which may be settled through a uniquely ironic proposal from the label. According to the terms of the deal, consumers whose computers were damaged by Sony BMG will be eligible to download replacement copies of the music they purchased free of any digital rights management protection. They may also be eligible to download a bonus album or two of their choice. A New York federal court is expected to approve the settlement this month. However, one class action lawsuit filed by the Attorney General of the state of Texas is still pending. That one accuses Sony BMG of violating a state law prohibiting the sale of spyware.
2005 ended with nary a whimper from the FCC on the indecency front. This after a record-setting year in 2004, where the FCC issued more than $8 million in indecency-related fines. In fact, 2005 was the first time in a dozen years that the FCC has gone through an entire year without taking any enforcement action on indecency.
Liberal bias at National Public Radio? Think again. According to NPR's own ombudsman, in 2005, the network catered much more to conservative experts than it did to liberal ones. A good example of this phenomenon in action is NPR's reliance on speakers from think tanks for its news coverage. Last year, representatives from conservative think tanks made nearly twice as many appearances on NPR than did speakers from liberal research institutes. And now, here's a Media Minute's Fast Fact. 2005 was a dangerous year to be a journalist. According to Reporters Without Borders, 68 news workers were killed on the job, while another 1,300 were physically attacked or threatened. The most dangerous place to practice journalism was Iraq, where 29 news workers died last year. More journalists have now lost their lives in Iraq since the U.S. invasion than were killed in the entire Vietnam War. Meanwhile, press freedom in America remains under attack. The 2005 World Press Freedom Index from the Committee to Protect Journalists ranked 167 countries on their treatment of journalists. The United States placed 44th, just below Macedonia, but just above Bolivia, primarily for eroding journalistic protection of confidential sources. Meanwhile, the U.S. ranks 6th in the world for the number of jailed journalists. Currently, there are 5 foreign journalists behind U.S. bars, 4 in detention facilities in Iraq, and 1 at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. None have been formally charged with any crime. You've been listening to Media Minutes, a joint production of the Illinois Initiative for Media Policy Research at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign and Free Press, a national nonpartisan organization dedicated to media democracy. For more information, visit our website at freepress.net.
On a warming planet, racked by ever more powerful storms, the Dark Lord Bush thinks he sees all. His minions engage in unprecedented domestic spying. Wars rage abroad, and gentrification expels people from their homes right here in occupied Washington. And a hurricane is used as an excuse for mass gentrification in occupied New Orleans. From occupied Iraq to occupied New Orleans to occupied Washington, it is all the same struggle. The resistance continues. This is WSQT Guerrilla Radio, broadcasting on 87.9 FM from the heart of occupied Washington. WSQT Radio at hushmail.com. We stand for resistance to occupation, resistance to gentrification, resistance at home, resistance abroad. We stand against the Dark Lord Bush. We stand against his minion, Tony the Rat Williams, and everything that either one believes in.
I'm not going anywhere to tear down the desert use. I have my reason, I'd like to think it'll have to do. I'm not giving anymore. Yesterday I tried too hard. I had a reason, now the reason's gone. I'm lying to myself, I don't care anymore. I'm lying to myself, I'm so. I'm not going out of my way.
Yesterday I was naive.
I'll come down on that reason, so don't wait up for me. Take all you can, the pressure's excuse.
More than what you need, I need it is.
I'm lying to myself, I don't care anymore. I'm lying to myself, I'm so.
Audio recording here, and I guess we'll just see where things go from here. Welcome to my audio blog, and hopefully at some point I'll have something that's interesting to hear.
America, I've given you all, and now I'm nothing. America, I misplaced a 720K floppy. Mine. Can't find it. Will it turn up? Hopingly. March 13th, 1997. I definitely cannot stand my own mind. America, when will we rid ourselves of all violence and naked aggression? Go fuck yourself with your atom bomb. I feel shitty. Leave me alone. I'm like a wound with legs. I'll write the rest of this borrowing heavily when I'm good and readily. America, when will we be free? When will you take off your clothes? When will you stop eating people? America, why are your libraries full of fears? America, when will you send food unconditionally to everybody? I'm sick of your insane demands. When can I go somewhere and buy something with my looks? There must be some other way to live than this. You are machinery, America, nothing more. Ginsburg is dead, and I steal his poesias gladly. Ring around your holier-than-thous, I spit on your Tupperware coffin. Are you being sinister, or is this some form of practical joke? Well, Till Eulenspiegel doesn't like it, so knock it off, America. When will cops smile and say, have a nice day? Let me make my point for Pete's sake. Hummus, sprouts, beans, Kurdistanis, and whey. No way. America, you're silly. I think you're chronologically 12. Psychosis, America. You'll choke on your own Exxon mine. America, I miss Abby Hoffman, Thomas Merton, and Dorothy Day, Peter Morin, and Mitch Snyder. America, shut the School of the Assassins down. Free Leonard Peltier, he keeps embarrassing me, as do Mumia Abu-Jamal. I'm proud to be America. I'm horny for justice, America. I haven't seen democracy in my lifetime. Shut down the Crandon mine and get your penis out of Navajope lands. America, I used to be an anarchist when I was young and stupid. Now I'm balding and cynical and horny for nonviolent revolution. If I knew how to overthrow your sorry-ass conflict-oriented international insecurity state without tanks and squadrons, I'd have done it a decade ago. I'm proud to be an American just as I'm proud to be an anarchist. America, my mind is made up of LSD, potassium, salt, fiber optics, silicone, and seminary school. America, I'm a Jew and I'm a Christian, but your Jews for Jesus movement pisses me off. America, I still haven't told you what you did to me when I came back from the Persian Gulf. I'm sick of your dumb smart bombs and your news blackouts and your dead civilians by the Chinook 130 load. I'm addressing you, you fag-bashing homophobe. Are you going to let your emotional life be run by Turner Network Television? Oh, I see, America. Your new boyfriend is Bill Gates. I'm obsessed by Bill Gates. I want to lick his doss. It occurs to me that I am Bill Gates. I am talking to myself again. I do that. America, how can I write anything but this shit when you still hold your itchy finger on a plutonium 239 trigger? America, I know the Unabomber. He used to log on to my BBS. American, Captain Crunch is a little weird, but he's really a nice guy. Leave him alone and stop eavesdropping on his emails to me. America, you are guilty of wire fraud. How do I press charges against America? You'll just have me killed or something. Or worse, waste taxpayers' dollars, following me 3 Ford LTDs deep. America, go ahead and put Taco Bell on the Rio Grande. America, when I was 10, my mother and father brought me to hippie church be-ins and I had sex with teenage girls. Don't knock my mother and father. They are the best Republicans you've got. America, you don't really want any more wars. Stop stockpiling diseases. America, we're one antibiotic away from mass oblivion. Cut it out with the bovine growth hormones and the pig enzymes in the cheddar cheese. America, this is quite serious. There are lots of people who are way too fat and way too thin, and they cannot help themselves because they watch too much David Letterman and Thighmaster commercials. America, am I right? Are we going to wipe ourselves out in 2003? Will we take all of the beautiful, innocent animals with us? Have we lost all our topsoil, like Rome? America, I await Vatican III in 3D.
I'm testing audio right now, and so far my first test didn't work, but I'm still pretty interested in using the phone to create podcasts, so there we go.
Okay, imagine, if you will, you are getting per diem twice. One for the NSA, and one for the Department of Homeland Security. Your job is to listen to the following 23 telephone calls.
It's very hard to get you on this number, and I can talk to you on this number. I never friend you. So, I'm John, and I'm calling about the moped. Hope you buy it, or... He's John with the moped. I wish that you call me back. I wish to talk to you. Please do this. Call me back till 10 p.m. I'm home. What's going on over there by this phone? Mark, what's going on over there? You have to answer the telephone. What's going on over there? Mark, I have to know this. Very important. You have to answer the phone. Mark, you understand it? It's all over. You talk to me and you don't catch nothing. You dial it again.
It's wrong. What is happening is they don't have all their recording on. They have that says hello, and then the beep comes on for you to leave a message, but you don't have the complete message that they're leaving for you. Is that a residence or business?
I don't know. It is military.
Oh, military.
That is it.
Okay, let me connect with the repair. I'm going to have them check that out for you. One moment, sir. They're going to have to tell you if there's a problem. It sounds like there's a problem with the recording. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, then he's...
His machine isn't working. We're not responsible for that.
You're not?
No, if he has an answering machine on there and it isn't working.
It doesn't work.
No, I can't correct his machine on there.
Yes, I was connected with the telephone company, right?
I don't know where he bought the machine. He could have any type of machine on there.
And when you go to
it, I can't help you with it.
diseases. And when you accept this, the public Hello, Mr. Frog, what's going on over there? Your machine is, your telephone is broken. You have to report it to the telephone company because they are taking the telephone away from you. What you doing there? What kind of equipment you have there?
One of those answering machines?
Lady, you don't have patience to listen this to the end.
Okay, but that's what an answering machine does.
I know it, but the answering machine is broken.
It's broken, right.
Yes, and this, because the answering machine is broken, they make the, in the whole wiring system, they make a right...
Dan, answer the phone, it's Tina. Just call me sometime, okay?
As the glass had left my lips, I felt her hand upon me. Her smile, it was so warm, but her eyes were so cold. She says to me now, won't you please walk beside me. I just shut my mouth and I did as I was told. One lonesome saddle, one long and lonesome ride, one lonesome cowboy, pining a woman, cold-hearted woman, pining a woman, unkind.
Here's the thing, we started out friends. It was cool, but it was all pretend. Yeah, yeah. Since you've been gone.
Since you've been gone. Since you've been gone. I'm out of my head, can't take it. Could I be wrong? But since you've been gone, you cast the spell, so crazy.
I can't breathe all the bad times. I'm so out of line. Yeah, yeah. Thanks to you.
Hello, this is my first call, number 1415856-0205. Odeon's phone service is a lot like leaving a voicemail, except the messages are instantly converted to MP3 and saved on the web. Selecting a channel for your phone recordings will make it easy for your friends, family, or colleagues to subscribe and receive them as they are created. Set up and activate the service, then whenever you fancy using your phone to create a recording, just dial in US 1-415-856-0205 and follow the voice prompts. End of recording.